Now, you'll be pleased to see we've now got a worked example coming up of that little problem that's in your tutorial sheet. So this should all go well for you. So we start with Henry's law, which relates the partial pressure of carbon dioxide to the concentration of carbon dioxide that we find in water. So here's the Henry's law constant, and here's our partial pressure of carbon dioxide. Now, a large value of KH will mean that we always have plenty of CO2 in water. So here's our reaction, CO2 with water to generate carbonic acid. Our equilibrium constant here is a decent size number. Remember, that was products over reactants. That's not a very small number, so there's a decent amount of product being formed. The CO2, when I'm writing this thing in blue here, this now indicates this equilibrium here, okay? That then says that our carbonic acid dissociates to generate bicarbonate, and we've got a pKa. Now, pKa stood for what? Yeah, acid dissociation constant, the log version of it. So this then is telling you that this value for the first one will allow you to access the acid dissociation constant for this thing here. Then we have got the second acid dissociation constant for the bicarbonate to the carbonate. So because this is a diprotic acid, with two protons, we've got these two steps here to liberate the free acid. So we've got inputs into this then at either end. We have got carbon dioxide in the air, inputting in this direction here into this equilibrium system. We've got our carbonate rocks inputting into this end of the system. So there are plenty of inputs to generate our bicarbonate.